Hello, welcome to our first Fireside Chat. My name is Abby Danheim, and I am your host for this podcast about Huckleberry Finn. Today I'll be joined by my peers to analyze this amazing novel. Feel free to email us about your own opinions or questions, and we'll try to answer. Now, I will introduce our first guest speaker, Melanie Santiago. Hey, Melanie, I was just wondering if you could tell us the ways that Huck changes throughout the novel.
Huck Finn undergoes a huge moral transformation. In the beginning of the novel, Huck is seen without any concept of morality. Later in the book, Huck is paired with Jim, a runaway slave, and Jim helps Huck gain his sense of morality. On his adventures, Huck is put through many situations where he needs to analyze and evaluate. Huck finds himself in many small moral crises. In the beginning of the book, Huck wanted to join Tom Sawyer's gang, but needed a family. He didn't really have a family, but offered Mrs. Watson. This is where we realize Huck is at the peak of his immorality. Then, Huck's first major dilemma is when he and Jim leave the three criminals to die. He begins to analyze himself, which shows Huck's moral progression. With the help of Jim as Huck's moral guide, this is the only way Huck truly changes over the novel.
Could you elaborate on how Jim is a surrogate father to Huckleberry Finn?
Throughout the novel, Twain focuses a lot on the relationship between Huck and Jim. Huck's father, Pap, has beaten Huck, kidnapped, and scared his own son that Huck had to fake his own death to escape his father. On the river, the readers realize that Jim is a better father figure to Huck than Huck's real biological father. Pap is the example of a poor father, while Jim teaches Huck moral lessons of life and how to appreciate life. Jim protects Huck and cares for him. During the story, Huck starts to always think about Jim, showing that he cares for him. Their relationship really does resemble one of a father and sons. Although Jim and Huck come from different ethnic backgrounds, these adventures have made them come together as friends, but more importantly, as family.
I am here with our second guest speaker, Ashley Simpson. Ashley, how do you think slavery plays the role in the plot of the novel?
The aspect of slavery is a crucial influencing factor throughout the entirety of the novel. Early on, slavery is established as a major defining factor of the American economy at this time. The fact that the reward for finding Pap Finn, an abusive and drunken father, is substantially less money than finding Jim, a moral and generally good man, although a slave, comments on the dependability of Southern plantation owners on their slaves. Without them, production would come to a screeching halt, and the economy would fail. Slavery also reveals how Huck and Jim's cultural upbringings have come to affect their ways of life and contrasting thought processes. Jim lives by many superstitions that strengthen throughout the novel as their consequences are reaped. For example, Huck's touching the rattlesnake's skin later causes Jim to be injured. Also, the reader can deduct that Jim is able to think for himself in non-conventional ways, while Huck has a more stubborn view of the world based on what he has known all his life. In their conversation about King Solomon's decision with the baby and their conversation concerning language, Jim demonstrates his ability to reason by explaining that half a child would be invaluable, calling Solomon out as illogical, and why it doesn't make sense that not all humans speak one universal language.
So what kind of struggles do you think Huck experiences when he's traveling with Jim, who's a runaway slave?
Huck has trouble deciding whether to turn Jim in or not. What's ironic and interesting is that the right thing to do in their day and age was to turn him in, because technically, Huck was a thief of Miss Watson's property. Whereas today, readers would have opinions that contrast this, because we have since recognized the wrongness of slavery as a nation. Through his ultimate decision to refrain from reporting Jim, Huck demonstrates his ever-maturing character and increased view of Jim as a respectable father figure.
Now introducing Ashley Nurtock. Ashley, what is the main purpose of the river in the novel?
From escaping slavery to freedom, the river plays an important role in this novel. The main role it plays is a road to freedom. Huck and Jim both use it as an escape plan to, in Jim's case, get away from being sold as a slave, and in Huck's case, to avoid getting killed by a drunk man who happens to be his father. A quote said by Huck in chapter 29 supports this claim. So in 2 seconds, away we went, a sliding down the river. And it did seem so good to be free again and all by ourselves on the big river and nobody to bother us. Originally, they felt confined, but there's only way to freedom, since they don't have any other way of transportation that is safe for a runaway slave and a dead boy.
And how would you describe the river at the end of the novel?
Not only was the river their transportation to freedom, but it also became their home. We said there weren't no home like a raft after all. Other places do feel so cramped up and smothery, but a raft don't, said Huck in chapter 18. They felt free and fell in love with their odd home. In chapter 19, Huck states that not a sound anywhere is perfectly still, just like the whole world was asleep. Only sometimes the bullfrogs are cluttering, maybe. Huck is describing that quote in a very deep sense, which shows his appreciation and affection for the river. Now to answer the question, the river played a great importance in this book, from being just a type of transportation to the place Huck and Jim called home.
Going to a controversial topic, do you think this novel is appropriate for high school students?
I would say it's appropriate for high school students because it teaches many life lessons. It also gives us, students of the 21st century, a look at what nationwide problems were occurring during the time this was written. Students during our time don't understand what society dealt with and how hard it was for those who were of color. Take Jim, for example. Huck and the Duke and King see him in different ways. The Duke and King sold him because all they saw of him was a slave since he was black. Huck, on the other hand, eventually sees Jim as a friend and not a foe. Huck and Jim become really close, and although Huck had a crisis of conscience many times, he sees Jim for who he is behind the skin. Jim treats Huck as his own child, which shows that people of color are not different. They are just like the rest of us and should gain the same rights as us. In the end of the book, we learn that Miss Watson saw Jim the way Huck does because in her will she gave Jim freedom. This proves there were people who disagreed with the events going on during that time, and those people shape the future for students of all backgrounds today.
So what kind of internal struggle do you think Huck experiences as he's running away and traveling with Jim, who is a runaway slave?
Yes, they should. It is teaching us the history of our country while teaching us life lessons. All the characters shape Huck's life, which really puts our lives into perspective and shows us all people in our lives shape our futures just like Huck's.